It's Wednesday, September 25th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Nancy Pelosi announces a formal impeachment inquiry into Trump, and progressives demand the speaker cancel recess to hold a vote as soon as possible. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's poll numbers plunge as Elizabeth Warren takes the lead for the first time in a new national poll. And lastly, a new UN climate report says the future looks pretty terrible for the Earth's oceans.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Tuesday announced a formal impeachment inquiry into President Trump over reports that he ordered a hold on aid to Ukraine days before pressuring the country's leader to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. Pelosi's announcement of an official impeachment inquiry came after more than a dozen House Democrats voiced support for impeachment in less than 24 hours. According to a Politico tally updated Tuesday night, 207 House Democrats publicly backed impeachment. Many on the left warned Pelosi could attempt to kill the momentum behind impeachment by allowing a drawn-out process, and are reportedly pressing the speaker to cancel the House's two-week October recess and move forward with the proceedings against Trump as quickly as possible. Ezra Levin, co-executive director of Indivisible, outlined what Pelosi will do if she wants to squash impeachment. Issue a statement that sounds strong, check. Create a special committee to take away authority from judiciary, allow the House to go into recess, and hope the news cycle moves on. Good luck with that. Politico is reporting Joe Biden's poll numbers are crumbling across the country, especially in the early nominating states that matter most. Once the frontrunner, Biden is now marginally trailing Elizabeth Warren in the first caucus state of Iowa and the first primary state of New Hampshire, and his robust firewalls in South Carolina and Florida are starting to show signs of cracking. The national poll puts Warren on top with 27%, followed by Joe Biden at 25%, Bernie Sanders at 16%, Pete Buttigieg at 7%, and Kamala Harris at 3%.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
A new climate report by the United Nations-backed Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change warns of, quote, severe damage to the world's oceans and icy regions. The 42-page summary published Wednesday morning says the Earth's oceans are under such severe strain from climate change that everything from seafood harvests to the well-being of hundreds of millions of people along the coasts will soon be in jeopardy. The report found that the world's oceans have risen more than 16 centimeters since the beginning of the 20th century, more than double the rate of the previous 100 years. And these warmer oceans will continue to fuel harsher tropical storms and floods, which poses the greatest threat to coastal populations. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Trump is already fundraising off House Democrats' announcement of a formal impeachment inquiry. Quote, I've done nothing wrong. Trust me, you'll see the transcript, the email read in all caps, of course. Politico reports that Tulsi Gabbard and Tom Steyer have qualified for the next Democratic presidential primary debate. Both candidates earned 2% support in a new poll in New Hampshire, enough to secure a spot on the stage in Ohio next month. The Washington Post reports that about 500,000 students could lose access to free school meals under a Trump administration proposal to limit the number of people who qualify for food stamps. And finally, from the Boston Globe, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has declared a 4-month ban on the sale of any vaping products in the state on Tuesday. The ban, which is believed to be the first statewide ban on vaping products in the U.S., will reportedly apply to sales of tobacco and marijuana e-cigarettes and will take effect immediately. To all the vapors in Massachusetts, good night and good luck.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to the Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon or later, wherever your podcasts are found.